Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. The full conversation is at myfaithradio.com.
Last night, talking through the budget, you know, as we began to disagree and, you know, buttons got pushed and now we're arguing. It was calm, but we were totally frustrated with each other. The biggest thing that I've learned is that the worst mistake that you can make is to first try to work out your problems relationally. That's the worst thing that you can do.
Why is that? Why is that the worst
thing? Because it doesn't work. Because when your buttons are pushed and you're frustrated and you know whatever button has been stirred up, see what happens is your heart closes. It's like that little roly-poly bug. You flick the little thing and it right into a ball. See, your buttons get pushed, your heart closes, and now you're just reacting. That is a very dangerous place to be.
So you can't really solve anything when you're in reaction mode. Okay,
no.
So the best thing then is to walk away or what?
The very best thing is to take a break, call a timeout, and step away so that you can get your heart back open. That's like, remember I was telling you the story when I was at Focus in that leadership team meeting. I mean, I had to walk away and walk around. And what I did during that time is I prayed. I mean, I did some things that got my heart back open. I was able to come back in. I went straight to the guy.
Good for you.
Who had been saying things that and I told him, I said, what I realized is that I'm just feeling really misportrayed right now because I know what you're talking about. Even though you're not saying my name, and I just don't feel that's accurate at all. And he went, oh, no. And he was able to reframe what he was trying to say. And I went, oh, I get it. And he said, man, I never would have guessed you would have felt that way. Thank you for coming and saying that to me. Thanks. So literally, I learned something about me, and we were able to work this thing out. But I'm telling you, Susie, that never would have happened had I gone to him first when I was really upset.
Because you would have pushed his buttons, right?
Yeah. I would have been defensive and I would have been, you know, really, I probably wouldn't have yelled at him, but I would have wanted to. You know, I mean, I don't know what I would have done, but that's what I'm saying, that if we take a moment and step away and do some things, whatever we need to do to get our heart back open, then see we're able to re-engage in with an open heart. See, now I'm ready to listen. When my heart is closed, I don't want to listen. I want you to listen to me. You're the one doing all this stuff, and here's why you're wrong, and here's what you need to understand. See, that's why that never works.
Well, is it helpful to, if you're at the very beginning of a conflict where it's not escalated and it's not out of control, but you've touched on something and you get a little bit of reaction, if you have the presence of mind to say, wait a sec, what's going on for you right now? I mean, is that helpful to do that? Because maybe you can diffuse something before it even happens?
Oh, it's amazing. And I wish I was better at that. I'm not always great at that. Sometimes I only notice that I'm shut down when I can, you know, feel that my face is flush, or I feel warm and I'm ready to explode. Mm-hmm. Or
your heart starts to beat. Or
yeah. Or I totally am uninterested and I'm pulling away and I'm shutting down. I mean, I think really the key is to begin to become an expert in you going, what is the evidence that I'm shut down? What's the evidence that my heart is closed?
Thanks again for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. If you missed the whole show or want to listen to past programs, you can find them at our website at myfaithradio.com.